Alamo Bowl press conference will feature both head coaches. With us today, Oregon's Mark Helfrich and TCU's Gary Patterson. Coach Patterson, if you could open the press conference, please.
Well, obviously, first off, I just want to thank Derek and Valero and the Alamo Bowl and also San Antonio. It's just been an unbelievable experience. I know Oregon's been here before, and I've been down to San Antonio many times, but just as a team, the hospitality and everything that has went on has just been spectacular. So for us, from TCR Chancellor, AD, Chris Del Conte, and Victor Boschini, we just wanted to thank everyone that's been involved. It's really been a great experience for us. Obviously, as head coaches, you all have to make decisions and do things sometimes that you don't want to. But outside that, our kids, our families, our players, everybody's just, it's been spectacular.
Coach Helfrich.
Again, to echo what Coach Patterson said, to Derek and Mike, everyone with Valero and the Alamo Bowl have been awesome. The people here are truly special in the way that they treat us, and the sincerity with which it's done is impressive. And the city of San Antonio is an awesome venue, and our families and everybody that is involved in the bowl party are having a great time, and a particularly great time last night. But we're excited for the challenge that lies ahead in TCU, and Rob Mullins, our athletic director, who's here, and on behalf of President Schill, thank them, and I will intervene on some questions I know that are coming up, but Matt Lubick will be calling the plays tomorrow, and then also will be the offensive coordinator going forward, period. We don't want this to be a sideshow. A job, a kind of audition against Gary Patterson's not your best one to, you know, be judged against. So we want to try to keep that off the table. And you know, Lube's done a great job, as well as the rest of our offensive staff, trying to plan to attack against TCU. So excited about that. Excited about our players and how they've prepared. And again, looking forward to the challenge of tomorrow night.
Questions with hands up, please. Right here.
Hey, Gary. Good morning.
How are you?
Good. Can you talk to us about what Trevon said to you about his arrest and explanation he gave you?
Well, I didn't talk to him. But let me say this to you. I was a little disappointed yesterday that everything that was basically talked to my kids about was about Trevon Boykin. We're here to play Oregon. So if we're going to make this press conference about him, then I think we're ruining San Antonio. We're ruining the bowl game. And we're saying everybody else that plays at TCU is not important. But, you know, we played an Oklahoma team without a Trevon Boykin and played okay. And so for us, you know, the biggest thing, and it's not him, about every 3 years we end up having to send. I think I saw a stat where 3 out of the 4 playoff teams had to send somebody home. You know, one of the things that I think that people don't give head coaches enough credit for is trying to raise men. And obviously Gary Patterson and TC would love, especially against such a good football team as Oregon, to have all your players. But I'd also like my starting offensive guard, Knapp, and I'd like my starting center, Joey Hunt, and I'd like my starting linebacker and my starting safety and my starting corner and my starting defensive end and everybody else that's disappeared during the season that we haven't played with. So unfortunate for him, because Trevon has meant so much to TCU, and we love him. I mean, he's but he understands, and there wasn't even a conversation between him and I. I talked to him later, but it's one of those situations. You know, he was there at curfew, and then we find out, I get a call early in the morning that he wasn't at curfew. So, you know, everybody makes decisions. And what I hope, and one of the weird things we stand behind in our program is that you can help people, and young people especially, learn from it. Because here's the thing that I don't think very many people realize. Because it wasn't just Trevon that had to go home. But nobody asked about the other guy. See, that's the thing that disappoints me. Nobody asked about the other guy. There was 2 that had to go home. Is that you're not just teaching him. You're teaching the other 120 guys that are on your team. That they understand that you all your actions have a reaction, and you have to learn from it. And so for us, if I allowed it, or he, let's just say that nothing happened, but he's bragging that he jumped curfew and went out and came back and played a great game. Well, then I'm going to have the same problem next year if we're good enough to go back to a bowl game. And so for us, you have to take it. It's those decisions. Everybody wants to be the head coach. They like that look at what that last day of the month, you know, that paycheck until yesterday. And then I sit down at the barbecue last night and nobody's sitting next to me except my wife. You know, and you go everywhere where you don't, it's like the hand grenade theory. You don't want to be that guy. You don't want to be that guy because if you sit next to him, you don't know, something might blow up here. So it's, you have to take it. You know, my feelings went out for him and then for my team because obviously, he's the starter, so he's the better, and we'll play another quarterback, and they'll do just fine. But, you just like anybody else, I'm a fan. I want to see Vernon versus Trayvon. I mean, when you stand on the sideline, coaches are kind of like fans. You want to see all of it. You came here, you got to the end of the year, you want that last ball game to be everything you want, and hopefully it is. But that's a disappointing thing, that just for the kids and for him, that all of them, you know, that they didn't get a chance to be a part of all of it. And so this is one experience that he didn't finish it off. He's not going to be a part of. Anyway, hopefully that solves all that.
Question in the back.
Mark, when did you come to the decision to name Lubick the O coordinator?
I don't know if there was an exact moment. I think Matt is an outstanding football coach. He's extremely detail-oriented. He's a very good recruiter. The players really take to him, just tireless. He's been on both sides of the ball. He can approach it from the secondary perspective, a total defensive perspective, as well as a quarterback or receiver, or running back, or a front. And I think just as a group, our continuity as an offensive staff is a big strength. And he was kind of the outsider that came in and added a bunch to it, and at the same time meshed into a great group. And so, I don't remember the day. It's probably a culmination of years and being around him and seeing him operate.
Mark, going off of what Sky had to say, you had been so open that the Alamo Bowl was going to kind of be a pre-interview for Matt Lubick to possibly get the permanent offensive coordinator position. Do you think it helps him or the team or the offense at all knowing that there's a permanent guy up there? Was that kind of your thinking to naming him now during the bowl versus maybe spring ball or next season?
Yeah, I think it was one of you guys that said it was a job interview or audition, and that's how it was approached. And I remember answering that question. And again, like I said, I didn't want every third and inches have a split screen of Gary Patterson and Matt Lubick and going, this is his job on the line. It's not that. It's our players against their players, and they're really good, and we try to prepare our guys to play against.
This is for Coach Helfrich. Coach, over here to your left, how comfortable are you with having Coach Lubick play calls? He's never done it before, he said yesterday. Going against Coach Patterson's team is going to be a very difficult time to do that for your first time. Talk about that.
Yeah, we've drilled it, and again, it will be his first time, and it's always funny of communicating with guys on the headsets. This isn't the first time we've ever communicated that way. We've done a lot more called situational work throughout the bowl prep than we would normally do. And that's good for the offense and the defense and for our players to try to kind of improvise more than just script it. But so much of what you do on game day is predetermined. Coach Patterson has his whatever, short yarder situations, red zone, second and long, all the things that you kind of parcel out in a game plan are they're done. They're laminated and ready to go. And you do that collectively. And then you try to get in the best situation, on Tuesday. You're trying to predetermine what the best situation is to be on game day, and so much of it is just staying organized, staying a play ahead, and anticipating those scenarios. And then obviously they're gonna do something a little bit differently. We'll see if he can divulge that here today, but that we'll have to adjust to.
Gary, yesterday when we talked to Doug and Sonny, they said they're unsure who's going to be your starter tomorrow. Just wonder if you could speak to the confidence that you've got in both those backup guys and their as they come forward and play.
Well, I mean, it's, you know, we were able to win at Kansas. You know, you play with a play both of them in the Oklahoma. You know, probably the older, probably if they were asking me, would have the nod, Bram, just for the simple reason of the last game both of them played in, just because of the moment. If you guys were asking me, would you rather have new coordinator or new quarterback, I'd probably say new coordinator because, you know, the guy on the field makes everything happen. You know, as he said, this it's premeditated, you know, what we're going to do, how we're going to do it, now how is his reactions to it. But, you know, it's like I told him yesterday, I said, you know, I, you guys don't know the background, but Bram lost his dad, Oklahoma. In fact, that Saturday that we played Oklahoma, he ended up being able to play and doing things. And so, you know, he's one of those kids that walked on, won a chance to play as a quarterback in this system. And I said, take all the time you need, and he was back for Tuesday practice. I mean, he's been committed to TCU, and Foster Sawyer, the same thing, being a young player. You go into a Grayson Muhlstein, and so for us, you know, for me, it doesn't make any difference which one of them starts. The guy that can throw the same color, the guy that can move the ball, and get us in the play, and the kids, more importantly, I think it comes down to when you watch your team on the field, which one of, you know, I've always defined a great player by everybody around him is better when he's on the field, and the quarterback position definitely is highlighted when it comes down to those kind of situations. So, you know, it's I think probably if they're going to get a nod, it would probably be Bram, but I don't either one of them's fine with me because after today, you know, starting tomorrow, I mean, we're going forward. You're going to be playing with a different quarterback anyway. So, you know, we'll add Kenny Hill to the scenario, and then the young quarterback, Brandon Wooten. So, you know, you kind of go forward.
Questions?
Coach Helfrich, how has this bowl trip to San Antonio differed than 2013 when you were a first-year head coach?
Very similar and a little bit different. Playing against a great coach and a great team, and definitely a road game type of atmosphere for us. Our fans have been awesome and have represented us well down here. But we're going to be the minority in the building, and it's a great venue. It's got kind of a basketball indoor feel, loud and great venue for this game. The city of San Antonio has been awesome, and then the differences are just the people. You know, the voices of your team, the leaders of your team kind of change every year, not every year, but sometimes. Just the voice of your team is that much different. So those experiences are just a little bit different. We've had a great experience so far.
Gary, can you just talk about, for your guys, what kind of a feel or attitude-wise have you seen from them in the 24 hours since they found out that Trevon wouldn't be playing with them?
You know, we had a great practice yesterday. You know, it's one of the things about happened to him is they played without him before, and so you have to go forward. You know, I think the other thing that helps us is we watch the film, we understand the kind of football team that we're playing. You have a team that played for a national championship a year ago. A couple players are gone, but a lot of them are back. They've been in this kind of venue. They understand the bright lights, and you know the hard thing for me is just focusing in on. You know, we've had to play. Because of all the injuries we've had through the season, we've had to play 30 freshmen, 15 redshirt and 30 and 15 true. And so for me, really more of the focus is getting them to understand with everything going on around them. Because when you're at home or you're on the road, you have your hotel, there's not anybody around, and you can isolate them and really get them to hone in what you're trying to get accomplished. And, you know, this afternoon, look, gentlemen, we're not going to go below the third floor. We're going to stay up here. We're going to get done. You know, and they know all their friends, all their relatives are downstairs. Everything's going on, all the hoopla. And really, that's becomes more of the mindset than it is those other guys. And, you know, we've always been here 18 years. You know, there's some traditions of how you do things, and your older kids carry those. And so, really, I've looked to them to make sure that they keep everybody where they need to be and how they need to do it. And obviously, one of them didn't. If you can't get ready for a ball game like this, then spring ball is probably, in off season, it's not going to be that much fun, to be honest with you. So it's, they need to get ready to go.
Hey, Gary, the police report said there was a group with Trevon on a couple nights ago. Did you have to make a decision to let some players play and yet suspend two?
No, only two that I know. You should have had them come talk to me since it was a group, because I didn't see a group.
Mark, over here. Will Matt continue to coach receivers, or do you expect to hire a quarterback's coach or receivers coach?
That is kind of to be determined. We've got a great pool. We've got a plan, I think, that I'm very excited about that is probably going to happen. But he's very versatile. The people that we're talking to on the outside are very versatile. And so after the game, we'll address that. But it's kind of a to be determined type of situation there in a very healthy, good way.
Mark, you've addressed your offensive coordinator situation. Your defense has struggled a little bit in some games this year. How comfortable are you with the way Don Pelham has coordinated the defense, and will he be the defensive coordinator going forward?
Well, everybody has to get better. Somebody asked me a similar question the other day, and I'm never going to – I could get fired tomorrow. My boss, he might fire me right after this press conference. I don't know. And we all have to improve, every single one of us. We've learned that around the world for a long, long time in sport. Win now and do it exactly this way and shut everybody out and score 50, and reality is somewhere in between. But we all have to get better, starting with me. And do we need to play better on defense? Absolutely. We need to play better on special teams? Absolutely. We need to play better on offense? Absolutely. And again, that all starts with me.
Coach Helfrich, can you give us a comparison of TCU to other teams in the Pac-12 on both sides of the ball? Do they remind you of anyone else?
Well, offensively, they have not a great combination of kind of the Washington State, Aaron Reid, Mike Leach angle combined with several teams that have us, whether it's Utah or us or who's the other? Well, kind of an Arizona State run game. So those things, they do a great job of combining those two things well. They have a few more formations than some of those teams, and obviously each quarterback has some nuances, although they have a core of things that they do regardless. Defensively, there's not really anybody like them in our conference. Obviously, when you invent a defense, there's going to be a lot of people that try to copy it. The Pac-12 is a lot more 3-4 than the Big 12. And so there's some differences there. And then special teams, they're whoever's really fast and can run and tackle. And, you've got returners that have times that go 10.0 something and 10.2 something. That's we don't have too many of those guys lying around either. But very fast, very sound, tough. And so a combination of all those things.
Are there a couple final questions? Tim?
Gary, how much does it change with Matt calling plays for them? Do you have any base of, knowledge on him, or do you expect much change from what Oregon does?
Well, I think Coach already answered your question. I think, you watch just the sideline. Coach is very involved. Mark's very involved. The rest of their staff's very involved. I saw a comment by Steve Greatwood, their offensive line, how he really feels great about how they've already meshed the running game and passing game together. When you read and do things, and most of being part of a staff is getting along. When I hire somebody, I don't hire somebody to be loyal to me. I put them in the offensive defensive staff room and see how they get along and how those guys like them. They're the ones who got to spend 18 hours a day with them, and probably many of you know, but Coach Lubick is also the older Coach Lubick's son. And so he comes from an unbelievable family.
Rick knows that really well. Rick knows
Thanks,
that.
Coach.
And so you're sitting in a situation where it's I have one of those guys on my staff, one of my young GAs that basically since Coach Cross has been going back and forth between Missouri and here, has done an unbelievable job coaching our linebackers. And so, and his dad was a great Texas high school coach. And so, Coach Phillips. And so, you go down, and nobody's asked me the question, but let me just say this to you. You're asking my opinion about University of Oregon, and I heard, I know they went from a senior-based secondary to a freshman-based secondary. And 1 year, it was good enough to get to a national championship game. But they do an unbelievable job of coaching. And I tell you, the one thing that's really hard about defending Oregon is how fast they go, the formations they use. It's very hard to dial in on them and how you want to do things. Speaking of somebody that's done it for a long time, defensively, they make it very hard. They make it very hard for you to get big plays. And then special teams, if you watch on the film, they got guys back there just like we do that if you don't keep in your lanes, if you don't stay where you need to be, you don't do your job, then bad things are going to happen to you. And so it's a ball game that's very similar with two teams that have a lot of speed, two teams that try to be innovative as far as how they coach their teams to not just try to beat you with athletes, but schematically get you outnumbered. And so you have to do a very good job of making sure you stay on your toes because they are. And both teams will use trick plays and gadgets to put you in a situation, if you're not disciplined, to score easily. And so if both defenses don't do a good job of that, then you'll all be happy because it'll be a high-scoring affair. If the defenses do, then you won't be happy and I'll be happy, and then it'll be a low-scoring affair. But somewhere in the end, in 3.5 hours, I think you're going to see a great ball game.
Mark, what was your reaction when you heard that Boykin wouldn't play? And as a coaching staff, what's the challenge of now preparing for two different quarterbacks in 2 days?
Well, I think Coach Patterson, handled it well. I think, like you said, we make a lot of very tough decisions. That's a very, in commending him, that's a very easy, difficult decision in terms of teaching people exactly what he said, just developing young men, and hopefully everybody learns from an unfortunate situation. And nobody wants that to happen. And it's an unfortunate reality of every single program in the country in developing people, and you have to make those decisions. Going forward, you go forward. it has nothing to do with us in a lot of ways other than learning from it. Just as Coach said, we watched the Oklahoma film too of an outstanding team that they had beat multiple times, and those guys are very good football players surrounded by great football players, and they have enough talent that a lot of people could play quarterback and make that thing go.
Was there a final question from the back?
Coach Patterson, going off your last comments, have you been kind of waiting or wanting to play Oregon, given the fact that these two programs have been kind of over the last decade really developed into national brands of innovative styles and flashy programs?
Well, I wouldn't say that I've just dreamed about playing Oregon, no. I would not say that's they score a lot of points. I mean, especially for a defensive guy, no, that would not be on the top of my Christmas list. No, that's not happening. But I think one of the things you need to do to find out where you're at and what you do, you have to play. You know, we've always had, even in scheduling in non-conference, we've always had finding a stretch game. This year was Minnesota. Next year we start with Arkansas for 2 years, and then we have Ohio State. I always felt like that you have to play somebody outside your conference to find out the level and to show your kids where you have to get to if you want to be one of those four playoff teams, or you want to be a top 10 football team in the country. Playing in Oregon is that. One of the things we'll get out of that, and I this is not mine as a quote, but you're either winning or you're learning. When you're going to a bowl game, you can lose in the score, but you're really what you're going to do is you're going to learn. You're going to learn about yourself because of the type of athlete that you're going to play on the team that's won a lot of football games at the end of the year, has won a lot of football games over the last 15 years. And so how do you then go back to the drawing board and say, well, we have to get better at this and this and this? I think it's a win-win situation for us to understand, because when you look at scheme-wise, you have the read zone, you got to get your eyes in the right place, great play action. They have speed on the edges to get behind you. And so for us, it's a great measuring stick going forward of how you play now. Then when you go back into your season and in the spring, playing the Baylors and the Oklahomas and everybody else in our conference that we have to play that's, you know, that's going to line up and run vertical. So it's a great challenge for me as a coach, not only as a head coach but also a defensive coach, because now you're having to think of ways that you can try to gain leverage and do some things that maybe you haven't had to do in the past because of the way they do it. So I wouldn't say I dreamed about it, but it's now that it's here, it's, you know, I'm kind of like, if I could have seen both quarterbacks play, I would have been a fan. And same thing goes. I mean, being in this business 33 years, you know, you get to where you like to do things. You know, I always wanted to come. This is a bucket list to come to San Antonio. You still want to go in the Cotton Bowl because we're from the state of Texas. Sugar are the three that we haven't played in, and then the Orange going east. And so, you know, get a chance to do that in this city against this kind of football team is awesome. I don't think that you'd want it any different. You know, it didn't take me much to try to get our kids ready to go play a football game. I can tell you that.
Thank you, coaches.